This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been, one could easily imagine, a grim week in Cupertino, California. Apple reported quarterly profits Wednesday, and they were greeted less than enthusiastically by analysts and investors. Shares are off 15% just the past 2 days. But the company is trying to finish the week on an up note. It came out with its annual supplier responsibility report today, looking to bounce back from some of the big issues it had with its biggest manufacturer last year, the Chinese firm Foxconn. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
Last year, Apple conducted nearly 400 audits at multiple levels of its supply chain in China, a 72% increase over the previous year. Jeff Williams is Senior Vice President of Operations at Apple.
I think as we go deeper, we'll find more and more problems.
Last January, Apple auditors were inspecting a factory in the city of Guangzhou that makes inductors, a tiny component that goes into the circuit boards of its products. That's when they found 74 underage workers, all under 16, some as young as 13. Williams says Apple immediately terminated its business relationship with the supplier and alerted government officials.
It's a terrible situation when you find child labor, but we're going to continue to be transparent about it until we can eradicate it completely from the industry.
In the past year, Apple has reportedly raised its corporate social responsibility staff from 10 to 30. It's teamed up with environmental and labor groups to inspect its Chinese suppliers. And last year, Apple joined the Fair Labor Association, which has inspected the working conditions of Apple's largest supplier in China, Foxconn. FLA director Arat van Heerden says Foxconn has made dramatic changes.
They really are far more on top of their hours of work situation than just about any other company I can think of.
The problem is, many Foxconn workers aren't happy about working fewer hours. Outside the gates of one of the company's largest factories in the city of Shenzhen, employee Li Shihong, who assembles iPads, complains about the new rules with his friends.
It's close to Chinese New Year, so we would like to work some more overtime, but we can't. Because of these new rules, I'm making even less money than I did last year.
Li and his friends say they've come here from hundreds of miles away to make as much money as possible in as little time as possible before returning home. Overtime is essential in that equation. The FLA's audit requires Foxconn to reduce workers' hours from an average of more than 60 to just 49 a week by July. Arat van Heerden says he thinks it's possible this will lead to the unusual scenario of workers going on strike to demand more hours. And for Foxconn, hiring new workers in what is becoming a dwindling labor supply in China is even more troublesome.
Retention is going to become an art now. It really is. No one's paid much attention to retention before. Now it'll become literally make or break. It'll become the thing that determines the successful companies from the rest.
And that's why Foxconn has plans to replace much of its lowest skill work with machines, training much of its assembly line workforce for higher skilled jobs. 2 years ago, four workers died in a Foxconn plant after aluminum dust ignited, causing an explosion. Van Heerden says the part of the assembly line which created that dust, where workers polished the aluminum backs of iPads, is now done by machine in a contained area away from people. Back outside the gates of Foxconn, iPad assembly line worker Ma Jingwei says besides the hours, he's enjoyed most of the changes at Foxconn.
When I first joined the company, the management style was very militaristic, very strict. In the past year, our managers are becoming friendlier, and we often go on planned activities together.
Retaining workers is the new norm for Chinese manufacturers as they slowly move up the value chain. And if Foxconn, China's largest private employer, can successfully make these changes, the world's largest labor force will never be the same. In Shenzhen, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.